As of this moment, DISA is still officially designated as DoD's sole broker for commercial cloud services, but not for long. DISA will still play a major role in overseeing the security of cloud computing within DoD, but by the end of October, Terry Halverson, the Pentagon's acting chief information officer, plans to issue a memo undoing the current arrangement that puts DISA in charge of all of DoD's cloud procurement.
I think some just criticism of the department has been we have not moved out into the cloud fast enough. So one of the things that we're going to change to give us more opportunities to move faster is to let the military departments do their own acquisitions of the cloud services and not have to funnel that through one agency, in this case, DISA. What I'm imagining is being able to move faster and not having to do all this through a single contract activity. That's what I'm looking at. In discussions with the mill depths, I think we were moving a little bit too slow in getting the contracts available at the right pricing. So I think being able to leverage more acquisition capability will let us go faster.
For DISA, one of the main selling points of the notion of a single broker was that it could serve as a one-stop shop for DoD customers who needed cloud services. They could communicate their needs to DISA and compare pricing among a range of possible solutions that met DoD security requirements, including solutions offered by DISA itself. But Halverson says the military departments and agencies will still have insight into the full spectrum of the cloud services that are being bought across the department. While DoD is giving back the procurement authority to its components, it's also demanding that they provide a continuous stream of information about the cloud products they buy from commercial vendors, including pricing and service levels.
We will share those costs, we'll share the pricing, we'll share the actual contract language, we will share what has to go in the contract to make sure that we've, you know, done the right things with respect to one of the key parts you have to get right in this language is what does the government get to see in respect to the data to ensure security? And that will be almost a boilerplate language in all of the contracts.
Before the military services move forward with any commercial cloud procurement, Halverson says they'll first have to complete a formal business case analysis. Among the factors they'll have to examine is whether the commercial solution they want to buy is cheaper, all in, than the government-owned private cloud known as MilCloud that DISA already operates within its own regional data centers. MilCloud already exceeds the baseline security standards the federal government is developing through its FedRAMP program, and the department believes many of its more sensitive IT services will have to stay within that government-controlled cybersecurity fence line. But Halverson says he thinks department components will be able to show that for many projects that need less security, commercial companies can do the job much more cheaply. Those business cases will be drawn up on a new standardized template DoD is building for virtually all of its commercial IT procurements.
What we'll be doing is collecting the facts to see if that is in fact the case, that we are saving money, we are more agile. Round one is done, the Air Force led that. The Army is leading round two, and they will be done with that about the October 15th timeline. And at that point, we'll have a complete agreed-upon BCA template that we'll use in making cloud decisions, among other IT and cyber investment decisions.
Even though DISA is being dethroned from its position as the department-wide procurer for cloud, it will still play a major role in the way the department uses and secures commercial cloud services. The agency will continue to lead DoD security approval process for cloud services, which need protections that go beyond the government-wide FedRAMP standards. And it's still responsible for setting department-wide guidance on how cloud services can be used. For example, this week, DISA issued new interim guidelines, which now allows internet addresses that end in .mil to be actually hosted by commercial providers, at least for public-facing websites. Halverson says that one policy change will be a major enabler of DoD's move to the commercial cloud.
Part of the issues we face is that you're trying to do, I'll call it coordination connections between, you know, .mil, what are traditionally are architected to be a .mil, and now with some non-.mil sites, that helps solve that problem. So I think it opens up the ability to use commercial cloud in more ways. And that's what we're trying to do.
DISA will also play a heavy role in supervising DoD's use of commercial cloud when it assumes leadership of a new joint task force the Pentagon expects to create sometime during the next few months. The Joint Task Force DoD Information Networks is designed to give DISA a bigger role in defending and operating DoD's networks around the world in support of U.S. Cyber Command. Halverson says the department hopes to have some rudimentary aspects of that joint task force up and running by the beginning of November. At that point, it will begin to test out some of its working theories about how DOD can exercise more centralized command and control over the thousands of network enclaves it's trying to consolidate and defend.
In addition to the C2 pieces, we're also trying to look at what are the right tool sets that say, what do you want to see on the network? You certainly want to have certain data about the traffic that's on your network. You want to have data about timelines for when the traffic's being delivered. All of that helps you both from what I'll call the purely operational level and from an operational security level, lets you do lots of analysis. But that are the type of things we are doing. We have CPXs going on right now to test all of that, and we have some follow-on exercises coming up in the next couple of weeks. And then we have, following that, we'll actually have some more operational exercises that will include some of the network operating forces as they try to look and see, okay, it worked in the CPX, now can we operate that in with the real equipment and looking at the real tools.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.